Who doesn't love hearing travel stories or learning about the lifestyle of jet setters around the world? There is something so fascinating about travel, learning more about cultures and discovering places we've never been, that brings out the best in all of us. This is your host, Ashley Kelly, certified health coach, fitness trainer, and travel expert. I'm so excited for you to join me, as well as my guests, on this 25 to 45 minute show every Monday to discover how people around the world travel, as well as what they do to stay healthy and sane during their journeys. We'll join models, flight attendants, businessmen and women, activists, as they share their stories on their experiences, lifestyles, health and travel secrets, and what they do to travel well. It's going to be a wild ride. Can't wait to meet you there. All right. So I introduce with you this week, Chris Foster. So he's a vegan chef, and he's also going to be head bartender at a new restaurant and bar. Can you introduce that, and where is it going to be and when it's opening?
Yeah, so it's going to be a new high-profile billiards bar a little bit north of Dallas in Frisco. It's going to be called Snookered. It's going to be craft cocktails, brand new like 30 pool tables, and some really awesome food too. Not your standard bar fare. I mean, charcuterie board, cheese board, pretty solid upscale food. So really excited about that. That'll be opening up May 6th.
That's exciting. So yeah, you're going to be head bartender as well, right?
Yep.
Okay.
Yeah, so I'm coming up with some cocktails for that and been doing a lot of work with the GM just to kind of get ready for all that.
So what do you think is going to be a cocktail you're going to have to get there?
My favorite, honestly, something that I've been playing with, call it the Rye Time Old Fashioned.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty much an old fashioned, a little bit like twist of lemon, orange, and then thyme shaken in to give it that just kind of light spring kind of taste to it. It's absolutely fantastic. It's very crisp, very refreshing.
That sounds good.
And new take on an old fashioned.
Yeah. Nice. So you're also a vegan chef as well. How did you get started with veganism?
I was big for vast majority of my life. I was always still kind of active. You know, I played football, basketball, baseball. I was always out, you know, doing something with my friends, hiking, whatever. It was just, there's nothing I could do to change how big I was. I mean, I would lose maybe 30 pounds, but when you're, you know, hovering between 300 and 400 pounds, it doesn't really make that much of a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Everything I'd ever tried in terms of like, try eating a little bit less or try eating this, try eating that, it just never really worked. And I finally decided, you know, at about 300 and I think it was about 315 when I went vegan, I have to do something dramatic. I have to do something militant. Rock climbing, working out, kind of bulked back up, trying to fit into the proper frame. But yeah, that was, so it's been, you know, about 200 pounds lost total, but since going vegan, about 110.
Wow, that's amazing. So how long did that take?
We're coming up on about 5 years since I was at my max of over 400 back in July of 2014.
Wow.
And then I went vegan in August of 2017. So about a year and 8 months of that.
That's amazing. So you've been vegan ever since. So
you've
stuck to it. So is it raw vegan or is it, so you're a chef, so you're cooking.
I cook every day. And I mean, I'm not 1,000,000% vegan. Honey is a rule that I break because I mean, no, it's not vegan, but it's damn good for you.
Mm-hmm.
It's really, really good for your body. Load with antioxidants. Like I take fish oil supplements because I mean, it's good for your bones.
Right. And good for your hair too.
Yeah.
And nails. So,
some people, when they're trying to go vegan or at least trying it out, they seem kind of confused because they get all of this, they think it's just vegetables and fruits, and they don't really know what they should be making, you know, what kind of recipes. Kind of an example is when you go to a restaurant, a vegan restaurant, and you see all of these choices, and you're like, wow, I never would have thought to make, you know, vegan mayonnaise or this kind of cream dressing, you know, out of just nuts or herbs. So it's kind of eye-opening when you go to a vegan restaurant and you're like, wow, there's so many possibilities. So what's a recommendation you have when you're starting to go vegan, and like how to keep the flavor, how to keep it interesting?
So my number one recommendation for anybody, Google.
One recommendation for somebody that is going to try vegan for, let's say, just a couple days, what should they do to plan it out?
To plan it out, I mean, what I would do is, in terms of like base vegetables, stuff mm-hmm. that you can make a lot of varied meals with, my go-to's mushrooms, bell peppers, mm-hmm. spinach, broccoli, asparagus. From there, you can build quite a lot. You could do, you can make numerous, like stir fries, curries. You can do, especially adding quinoa to that, fantastic source of fiber and mm-hmm. a lot of flavor, you know, especially if you're doing, like I was saying, cook your quinoa in vegetable stock instead mm-hmm. of just water. Adds just a whole lot of flavor to the dish. And pretty much just kind of think out, you know, what you're going to need throughout the day. So your first meal, you're probably going to want to have a little bit more, protein and, fiber to it. So I'd kind of recommend something like, if you're all right with it, like rice and beans is the absolute perfect protein to start a day, especially if you're getting ready for a workout or whatever. Like, they combine to form a fantastic superfood in terms of like healthy fuel.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. My biggest thing, I don't know if it's a problem, but I don't really plan that much. I don't mm-hmm. like, I kind of just go, when I get off of work, I just go to Kroger, which is like my version of Giant Eagle down here.
Uh-huh.
And I just stare, or just sit in the produce section and just kind of stare around, like, you know, like I have a bit of an issue, you know, just like for 5 minutes, I'm just like staring and building in my head.
Yeah.
And, you know, people will come up like, sure, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm fine. I want to bring veganism to people and show that it's approachable. Because, you know, a lot of the stuff that I have, I try to make it as visually appealing as possible, because, you know, that's a big thing with, you know, people think that like vegan food is just a pile of like spinach in a corner. Like, yeah. It's, you know, like barbecue jackfruit tacos, or like I'm working on a little like green or hatch chili enchilada coming up here soon. I'll put that on Instagram with like pinto beans and cilantro chive rice. Stuff that just kind of like pops coming off a plate. I want people to see that, you know, not only does it look good, it tastes good, because mm-hmm. people have some kind of preconceived notion that vegan food is just bland, tasteless, and bleh. I mean, I can say that if anything, I can be accused of over flavoring my things.
mm-hmm.
But yeah, it doesn't have to be just a boring saltless dish. It can be, you know, just absolutely loaded with flavor, like quinoa and black bean burgers. You know, if you do it at base and you don't really try that hard, yeah, it's not going to taste that great. But if you start from scratch and you cook your black beans, like you soak your black beans overnight in vegetable stock, and then do the same with your quinoa, it's ways to add like flavor like that. Like, anytime I cook rice or anytime I cook anything that I'm going to be making into like a mash or a patty, you know, mm-hmm. season the water that you're cooking it in. Even if you just want to like add a little bit of spice to it and add cayenne pepper, It'll layer the flavoring so well. Because I used to be really bad with, I like spicy stuff, so I would always have my food just incredibly hot. And my friends would come over and be like, why? Why do you do this to me? And I learned that if you start it like that, you know, say you're making a rice dish, instead of like putting in peppers at the end or sauteing them with all the other vegetables, you just put the peppers in the rice, in the water. Mm-hmm. It'll base it out and it'll help to just kind of evenly distribute that flavor instead of small pockets of ow. You know, you just kind of get that low and slow flavored heat. I don't really know where I was going with this.
With the food truck. what did you, so you said you had an idea for a food truck and you wanted to do vegan food and then travel to different festivals because there's a demand for it.
Yes, definitely. So thank you.
You're welcome.
There's definitely a demand for more vegan options at huge festivals, EDM festivals, or even like rock, country, whatever. There are vegan options there, but from all my friends that I've talked to and, you know, my experiences going out to some of these shows, the vegan options run out fast. And there's not a lot of like just solely vegan trucks or standalones that are at these places. It's just like a couple of vegan options. Uh-huh. And, you know, the vegan movement, if you will, is growing more and more and more, whether it be animal concerns, whether it be health concerns, because, you know, I feel like we're realizing as a nation that we're going in the wrong direction and people are trying to change it. So I want to try to work out a way for me to get into festivals and whatnot, and then to have a steady flow of product coming through, because that's another issue, is once you're in there, it's hard to leave and restock. So you need to bring, you know, enough to supply you through the event.
Right.
And that's something, you know, I could take my food all across the country, get notoriety, you know, wherever I go, and still be able to travel, still be able to see the shows that I enjoy, and bring healthy, delicious food to the masses. Like, that's, I just want people to eat better and enjoy it.
Right. Yeah, it's important to enjoy it too, because if you just don't, if you're not feeling a meal, you're just not going to eat it.
Right. Or like, you're not going to sitting there glaring at your grapefruit every morning. Mm-hmm. Like, you're not going to be happy about it.
Right. You're just not a grapefruit person. And we just have to find a fruit that you like. There's so much out there. And I think we're so limited with what we're supposed to eat or what we've been eating since we were children. So there's a whole world of food out there, and it's okay to try them and figure out, you know, what you like and don't like. It's okay to not eat food that you don't like.
Right. And I also, here's another thing, is like, I try to tell a lot of people, if there's something you've despised as a child, mm-hmm. try it again. Because right, that's like, true too. There's been so much that like I hated growing up, like asparagus. Mm-hmm. I would like kick you out of a moving car if you tried to give me asparagus. Uh-huh. But now I cook with it almost every day. I absolutely love it. And it could have just been you had it one way as a child that was prepared completely just inappropriately, and it just right. ruined it, you know, and cook it now and so, oh my God. I can almost guarantee you that whatever meal you're craving that you really want, somebody's already made it vegan. Just Google it. Just Google, you know, how do I make Swedish meatballs vegan? And, you know, somebody's got a recipe for you. It's crazy. It may cost you a little bit more money initially because, you know, there's certain like herbs and whatnot that'll help with, you know, like cheesy flavors, like nutritional yeast is absolutely fantastic for you and adds a really great kind of like flavor. I put mm-hmm. it in like hummus when I make cheese sauces. But yeah, it's the best and first thing you can do is just Google. I mean, granted, you know, don't delve into this like little conspiracy hole of Googling, but like just, you know, look at you know, how to make, you know, cheese sauce or how to make this meal. There's a couple other things, you know, like we get told that this is healthy, but I feel like people need to do more research for themselves instead of mm-hmm. just kind of going off of what they were told growing up.
Right. What works for them as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Because, you know, you may not be able to sustain a diet, you know, without certain proteins, because, you know, a lot of people very strict dietary restrictions that mm-hmm. will not allow them to switch it up at all.
Right.
But I feel like, yeah, people just kind of need to do more thinking and research for themselves.
Right. Do what works for you. Maybe one person can do, you know, meat and another person just can't. So, and that's okay. And you can, you don't have to eat, like vegan every day. You can switch it up too. So,
I have a lot of friends that, you know, thanks to me, they've kind of not gone completely vegan, but they, they will eat, you know, two of their meals out of three, you know, a day will just be vegetables or fruit. Mm-hmm. That's good. You know, and it's great because I can see the difference too.
Right.
You know, they look better. They feel better. I mean, I cannot tell you the just glaring contrast of being 400 and 200.
Thanks so much for coming on, Chris, and talking about your journey. And if you wanted to check out his Instagram, it's FFVChef. And he has a ton of recipes on there that are vegan, and they look totally delicious. His most recent one is a spinach and portobello lasagna with homemade tofu, cashew, ricotta cheese, and a garlic pasta sauce. That sounds really, really good. So go ahead and check that out. It was FFV Chef. And if you have any questions or concerns about, you know, trying more of a vegan diet, definitely message us and see if maybe this would be something that you might want to try for yourself. And as always, consult your doctor before you try anything new that's dietary. We're so busy with our everyday lives that we get caught up so much in it that we neglect our self-care. So that's why at the end of every podcast, I do a two-minute meditation where we can just check in with ourselves and relax and just focus on our breath. Count to three. And breathe out and count to three. Breathe in and count to five. Breathe out and count to five. Breathe in. Breathe out. Take a deep breath in and let it out. Breathe in and out. Check in with yourself and ask yourself, how am I feeling today? Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in and breathe out. This was an Ashley Kelly Travel Wellness Podcast. If you'd like to learn more about my wellness business, please visit ashleykellywellness.com.